someone in the office, Lindsay Record, actually our program director, kind of started kicking this idea around of a Green Saturday. You know, Black Friday is this kind of national phenomenon where people show out en masse to buy things for the holiday season, and a lot of retailers, like you were saying, they see their balance sheets kind of go into the positive then. And, you know, we're thinking it's getting towards the end of the farmers market season that happens here in Illinois, but farmers still have so much good produce. So we figured this is a good way to kind of encourage people to go out, get some of the year's best bounty, and kind of do that last little push to give farmers some extra cash for the winter. $4.3 billion is spent on food in central Illinois. About $4 billion of that goes out of state. When it goes out of state, it's going to farmers in either different states or, in some cases, different countries. And that's taking money that could be reinvested in Illinois communities, could be reinvested in Illinois farms, could create Illinois jobs, could be put towards taxes in Illinois to help support the state's infrastructure. That's all money that's leaving the state that we don't see come back. So it, not only if you go out this Saturday, the 26th, and buy some food from farmers, will you be getting some of the season's best food, but it's also a great way to support your local economy and your local community by keeping that money in local hands.
And so it seems like with the chilly weather we've been having, some people may not realize the farmers markets are still underway. How many more chances will people in the Springfield area have to shop at them? And is it only the one downtown right now that's still going on?
So the Old Capitol's farmers market this Saturday is the last market of the season for that. That's kind of where the real big push for this comes. But there will be at least two other opportunities for people in the Springfield area to get some great food from farmers at farmers markets. There are two holiday markets that our organization puts on. They'll be at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. One will be in November prior to Thanksgiving, and one will be in December prior to Christmas.
And as far as the last farmers market downtown this Saturday, what kind of produce is there for people to buy? Some people might not be aware that there's that all that much that you can get at this time of the year.
Oh, yeah, there's tons you can get. There's, you know, a bunch of different varieties of sweet potatoes, regular potatoes. You can get Brussels sprouts. You can get those greens that you see at the beginning of the growing season that can't survive during the hot weather. Those are all back. So any kind of greens that you want to get, you can get. You can get beets. You can get carrots. It's the green beans, squash, pumpkins. There's just this cornucopia of food that's available that people might, dismiss or not even know about just because of the almost winter-like weather that's blown in recently.
And so as we've mentioned, the Illinois Stewardship Alliance is passionate about having people shop locally for produce grown around where they're living. Let's talk a little bit about ways that buying local benefits communities and local economies.
Kind of going back to some numbers, this is just a good example of how buying local food can benefit a local economy. For Central Illinois, if families and individuals spent just 15% of their food budget, you know, pretty small percentage, that would pump more than $600 million back into the local economy. That's a pretty good chunk of change. It's going to go into farmers' pockets, who are then going to use it to buy their supplies locally to support those stores. They're going to go out to eat. They're going to take their families shopping at local stores for clothes and, you know, school items and all those goods. And so we see buying local food as a way of not only supporting farmers, supporting great food, supporting stewardship of the land, but as a way that someone can really support the communities that they live in.
What about the health or freshness factors here? Does it make a difference when you're buying in-state versus produce from out-of-state or from another country?
Yeah, certainly it makes a difference in terms of knowing where your food comes from. If you don't want pesticides used on your food or you don't want any kind of petrochemicals used on your food, you can talk to the farmer at the farmer's market and say, hey, do you use this? And they can tell you whether they do or not. So you know exactly what's gone into growing that food. And there's also the freshness factor that you were mentioning. You know, this food has probably been out of the field for a lot less time than the food that you're going to get at a supermarket. That's been the stuff that you get at a supermarket has been cut out of the field, washed, cleaned, cooled down, put in a truck, and traveled halfway across the country to get to you. The stuff that you're going to get from a local farmer, you know, that's a half hour's drive away, probably at most, maybe an hour if you're really pushing it. And so it's coming to you a lot fresher. The food hasn't degraded, and you're going to get a lot more of that flavor that's associated with that food.
And so the Illinois Stewardship Alliance is teaming up with Gen H Kids. Gen H stands for Generation Healthy, to promote the idea of this Green Saturday event coming up this weekend. Tell us how that partnership came to be and a little bit more about Gen H Kids, if you can.
Sure. So Gen H Kids, we have very similar values in that they want to promote healthy children, and they do that through a variety of means, you know, exercise, and then also eating healthy. And, you know, it's a lot easier to eat healthy when you know where your food's coming from. And so that's kind of how we've gotten connected. We've worked with them in the past on some farm to school projects, trying to get more fresh produce from local farmers into local schools. So we've worked with them in the past, and we were kind of kicking around this idea, and we mentioned it to them, and you know, they jumped on board very quickly, saying, "Yeah, we would love to help get people out to these the farmers markets this Saturday to show people how to get really good fresh food."